Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast. What's really cool is that first adjustment. It's like,
yeah,
boom. And all of a sudden, boom, now this child is moving different. Mm-hmm. And now this child is, and sometimes like their eyes are different. Like they, like their expression on their face is different. Sometimes they have cranial bones that misaligned, you know, those little sutures. We have these sutures along our head. And sometimes those, because of birth trauma or because of an injury of some kind, those can overlap. And if those overlapped sutures are left there, now you're talking about like migraine headaches is a common one. As a person, it gets older, that person's going to end up with migraine headaches. But again, their migraine headaches didn't just start coming about at 9, 10, 11 years old. Usually that was a problem that existed from an early age.
Yeah. My favorite thing is when kids come in and they start getting adjusted and parents talk about how their life is different. It's not necessarily symptoms that they talk about, because the symptoms don't really, I don't know. I guess they just don't really affect the lifestyle. Mm. My favorite thing is when parents come in and they say, my kid is so much happier.
Yep. Yep.
My kid plays on his own.
So much more well-behaved.
They have a crazy imagination. Mm-hmm. They love all of the colors that they can see now. They want to go grocery shopping with me. They want to be near me and engage and read books and learn and go out and play in the mud. These are things that normal kids should want to do, right? And when kids are regulated in their nervous system, when they're not stuck in that primitive sympathetic fight or flight all the time, when the higher parts of their brain are able to develop and they learn parasympathetic control, which is rest, digest, mm-hmm. heal, their lives are so much better for it. Mm-hmm. They are so much calmer and they are beautiful contributors to their family. Mm-hmm. Parents are happier because of it too then. Yep. So every single time I'm adjusting a child, I'm thinking about how removing the interference from their nervous system is helping them heal, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and the effect that that's going to have on their family and then the rest of their life. Yep. Because it truly is going to change the trajectory of the rest of their life. I view that as my entire job as a pediatric chiropractor, is to change the course of these kids' lives, because I know that if they're not getting help from us, they're getting help somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to be the long-term solution.
Yeah.
If they're not unlocking their full potential by getting chiropractic care and taking care of their nervous system, then I don't know if it ever will be unlocked.
Mm-hmm. Because the other side of that is there's going to be a lot of covering up symptoms of problems as they pop up.
Exactly.
And calling that healthcare.
And that's the dangerous road that we go down. And that's unfortunately the dangerous road that a lot of us have been down. And that's what's gotten us to where we are today.
Right.
So that takes us back to the whole mindset shift. Mm-hmm. Like, do we trust that our bodies know exactly what to do? Do we trust that we have everything that we need inside of us to heal and that symptoms are really working in our favor? Mm-hmm. I think that that is an entirely new approach to health. And speaking to the moms and the dads for a moment.
Thank you.
I think that you already know that taking care of the nervous system of your child is the best route to go when it comes to health. Mm-hmm. I think that moms and dads already know that, because and this can get kind of a little bit like woo woo and mystical. I totally acknowledge that, but there's something to be said for mother's intuition. And I think that we can even take a logical approach to it and say that a mom has grown a child in her womb for 9 months and her nervous system has grown her child's nervous system. So she has this deep set intuition that is in her own nervous system about what is best for her child and their development. I think that we need to give more power back to moms and parents and trust those instincts and stop just, I mean, I'm just going to say it, blindly accepting whatever we're told our children need to get, whether it's a pill or a medication or an injection. Like, we can't trust other people to take responsibility for our health. Like, that is something we have to take ownership of. And if you are a parent, you take ownership of that for your child.
You're so right when it comes to that, because over the past, I mean, you said something there about trusting intuition and how important that is. And over the past year, you know, collectively, we were told to ignore that.
Yeah.
You know, just follow the experts. Stop asking so many questions. Trust whatever it is that the experts tell us to do. But the reality is that we do have an intuition, and moms for their children got to start trusting that intuition. When it comes to not only the, you know, the nervous system and chiropractic, but just what goes into your child and does that innately or intuitively make sense to you from an early age? And just consider that you know more than what you think you do, because it's inborn within you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you how many times I've spoken with moms, who will bring their kids in first appointment and they'll say, well, my kid was fine. And then they started taking this medication or they got this shot and now things are different, but I was told that that was what they needed. And really, like, I think that we were taught that our health authorities always have our best interest at heart. And maybe they do. I'm sure they do. But maybe it's just a matter of asking better questions and seeking out the truth.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why, as neurologically based chiropractors who see a lot of children, I think that's why we're so passionate about this topic, because we see all of a sudden this child who's developing normally, and then boom, there's this one event that then now we can see the reflexes, we can see the neurological missteps, and all of a sudden this backsliding that happens there. And it's like that, I was monitoring this child. This child was in my care, and all of a sudden, boom, there is something that happened here that caused this setback. The mom knows it. Mm-hmm. We saw it, and yet it's completely denied.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating when that happens. I think that's why we're probably more vocal than most people, because these parents are trusting their natural healthcare provider, their chiropractor, because on the other side, they're being called crazy. And that it's not possible. And that, no, your intuition is wrong here. And so who are they going to tell? Who are they going to talk to? It's going to be us.
Yeah, absolutely. And where that begins is, like we talked about earlier, recognizing that the body is intelligent, that there is this innate intelligence that is running your child's body. So every symptom, everything that feels like it might be detrimental, it might be wrong, it's actually the body doing the right thing at the right time. So I think that the most important thing that we can do is really shift our mindsets. And instead of symptoms triggering fear, have the symptoms trigger curiosity.
That's good.
When your child gets a fever, ask, well, why is this fever happening? Instead of trying to medicate it and suppress the fever. Because if the fever is really the body doing the right thing at the right time, then it's going to work out in your child's favor. It absolutely will. Think about this. When your child gets a bacteria or a virus inside of them, those bugs can only live under certain temperatures. So the body naturally heats itself up to a temperature that kills those bugs. That's a great thing that your child's body is doing. It is a miraculous thing that your child's body is doing. And the fact that it can do that all on its own and we don't have to tell it how to do that is amazing.
If your child ate a pound of E. coli and didn't throw it up, would that child be healthy or sick? Child would be sick.
Oh yeah, everyone would agree that child would be sick.
You want that child to throw that up. When you're exposed to, you want it, the child's nervous system to trigger the immune system to heat up, to and to throw it up, get it out of there, expel it.
Yeah. So the best advice that I could give to any parent is always ask why. Like, this is your child, this is their body, this is their health. You have permission to ask why and be curious about it. because the more information you have, the more empowered you're going to be.
And you also have permission to just say no.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is your child, your choice. And at the end of the day, you are the one responsible for this child.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be the one who lives with the decisions that are made.
Yeah.
And so we see it all too often that regret, or that just that person who's like, man, I just wish I would. And it's not, I wish I would have done. It's most of the time, I wish I would not have done.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
That medication, that shot, whatever that is. And the, I guess the fun thing though, is that when we see these children come alive again, we see these children start to get these reflexes back, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. the lights come on and the eyes are connected again. I think that's the big thing, is when I see a child connecting again with their parents, with me, with their siblings, that's, to me, that's so much purpose in that. And it's so fun to watch, because I know that child's future is going to look vastly different.
Yeah.
Had that child been disconnected.
Yeah. And I love when kids get it. Kids get it so much faster than adults do, by the way. Like, they understand the principle of their innate healing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they can't fully communicate it, like, something about kids, it just like sticks with them and resonates. I was talking to a patient a couple weeks ago, and her daughter had a fever, feeling kind of sluggish and lethargic. So she brought her in and got her adjusted. So adjusted her, sent her back home. And she said that immediately when they got home and they got out of the car, her daughter, she threw up everywhere. And she felt so bad. And she was like, oh no, my poor daughter, she's feeling so, so sick. And her daughter turned around and said, Mom, I'm healthy now.
Mm-hmm. I'm expressing health.
Yes. And isn't that the best? Like, she got all of the bad stuff out of her and was excited that she was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it just clicks with kids. They know innately that their body is doing the right thing at the right time.
Yeah. Our kids know that it's not, you're not sick when you're throwing up. You're expressing health,
mm-hmm.
right? You are expressing health when you've got that snot, you know, that runny nose or whatever, because you're not a sick child. You are expressing your health within you that is causing your body to expel the bad stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that also comes from a different position. So people will come in and they'll say, well, I'm here because I want to strengthen my child's immune system,
mm-hmm.
Which is good intentions, mm-hmm. Strengthen my child's nervous system. But I don't really like that terminology, because I think it comes from the original thought that your child is weak and it needs to be strengthened.
Your child is not enough.
Right.
That whole ideology of, we need to do something from the outside in.
Yeah.
Because whatever is happening on the inside is just not enough to counteract all these bugs or all these viruses or this one virus.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't teach you how to strengthen your child's immune system or boost your child's immune system, but we teach you how to not weaken what is already strong.
That's right.
That's the whole purpose of chiropractic for pediatrics.
Yep. And support, which is already inborn, which is health.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Optimal function.
Yes.
Vitality, vibrancy. Should we keep going? So,
yeah. I mean, what it comes down to is we remove the interference, remove whatever is causing weakness in the body, and reconnect the brain to the body to the brain, so that there is full communication and full healing. I mean, that's what chiropractic is for kids. And it is the most beautiful thing, because like we said earlier, it sets them up for a much brighter future.
Mm-hmm.
And what parent doesn't want that for their kid?
I think this is good for anyone, but I really feel like that person who's like, hey, my children has never been checked, or maybe that person's like, hey, I go to a chiropractor myself. I just never considered that for my child. And that person, you know, today might be thinking, oh man, my child needs to be checked. My child needs to be under care. And it's very simple as far as the next steps that you take there. But I would encourage you, hey, reach out to your local Max Living doc. Find out, hey, are you currently taking new patients? Are you currently taking children right now. And you know, I know our docs are highly trained on pediatric care, and we have offices all over the country. And an easy way to do that, if you're not currently connected to a Max Living Clinic, is you just go to maxliving.com, click on Find a Clinic. It's in the upper right-hand corner. And type in your zip code and you'll find a clinic there. And that's a great and easy way to just get connected and get your kids introduced to chiropractic care.
Yeah, absolutely. It is hands down the best decision that you can make for your health and the health of your family.